So let's review. The Mishnah earlier taught the following machlokes. The Chum say, Va'achakach ein metames boila. If a woman did not examine herself immediately after having relations, but rather sometime later when she found blood, her husband does not acquire the severe 7-day tumma of one who had relations with Anita. But he does become tummy for 1 day. However, Bekiva imer af metames boila. Her husband is tummy for 7 days. The Gemara cites a third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Ezra b'Yochim Zakai Omer, Bala nichnas lehechel umakter keteres. Her husband is not tummy at all. Rather, he can enter the mikdash and perform the avoda. The Gemara asks, Havanegeya be'es le'esha benida. At the very least, he should be tummy for 1 day because he possibly touched a nida, since we consider a possible nida for 24 hours before she found the blood. The Gemara answers, Hudamar k'shamay, damar kol anoshim dayin shaitin. He holds like Shammai, who says that we do not consider her a nida retroactively at all. The Mishnah Daf Yedaled concludes, Ma'idim chacham Rabbi Kiva b'roya kesem shemetame es boila. Everyone agrees that if a woman found a bloodstain on her body or garment, she's considered a nidim drabanan, and one who subsequently had relations with her is tummy for 7 days. The Gemara brings a machlekes regarding this tuma. Amar Rav l'mafreya v'remeirhi. She's a possible nidim retroactively from when the garment was last known to be clean, in accordance with the opinion of Remeir. Shmuel amar mikan laba v'rabanahi. She's only considered a possible nidim from now on, in accordance with the opinion of the rabbanan. The Gemara points out, mi'es li'es lo mitama es boila, kesamim mitama es boila. The Rabbanan decreed tumma retroactively for the 24 hours before a woman finds blood. Yet, it's not a severe tumma, and it does not cause one who had relations with her to be tummy for 7 days. However, the tumma of a kesem is also a drabanan, and yet the boil becomes tummy for 7 days. The Gemara differentiates, hasem ein shar shachad lefanecha, hacha yesh shar shachad lefanecha. In that case, there's no reason to assume that she was a nida before this time. But in the case of a kesem, we have clear evidence that she became a nida, and so at least from now onward, her husband acquires the severe level of tumma. Zakta Mishnah, Kalanashim Mecheskes Tahar Lebalein. All women are assumed to be permitted to their husbands, even without an examination. Because as Rashi explains, Lahoskura Bedika El Lasuka Betaharas. Examinations were enacted only for women who handled Taharas, but not regarding their permissibility to their husbands. The Mishnah continues, Haboim in Aderach Neshainlan Mecheskes Tahara. Husbands returning home from traveling can assume that their wives are permitted. The Gemara explains, Afelahecha de Lesa Bemasa Vilayrami Anasha. The Mishnah is teaching us that even when he was not home, and thus she might not have remembered to examine herself, she's permitted because she does not require an examination. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya qualifies this halacha and says, "V'hu shabo amatza b'teichi me'ay nasa." This is only if he returned within 30 days of her last period. But if he returned afterwards, she does require an examination because we assume she did have a ri'ya. Rav Huna also qualifies this ruling and says, "Leishana elish lahigiyah shas vesta, abagiyah shas vesta asura." This is only if he returned before the expected time of her next vest. But if he returned after the expected time of her next vest, she must examine herself first. Because besas is deraisa, the expectation for her period to come at the same time every month is minatera, and we assume she is tame as soon as that time arrives. However, Rabbi Babachana ruled, afel hegishas vesta nami muteras. Even if her expected vest passed, she is permitted without an examination, because besas is derabanan, the expectation for her period to come at the same time every month is only midrabanan. Gemara cites another version of this machlokes. Amar Rav Huna, yesh la ves liyam lekfitzis, kiven de b'maisa talya milsa, imo lekafetz v'lechazay. If her fixed cycle is based on her performing a certain action on a certain day, he does not have to assume she is tamei, even if that day passed, because he does not know whether she did that action. Aval yesh la ves liyam masru l'shamish. However, if she has a fixed cycle based only on a certain day, and that day passed, he must assume that she is tamei, because v'sas is deraisa. However, Rabbi Bochana says, "Afel yesh la ves liyamim muteres." Even if she has a fixed cycle based only on a certain day, we do not assume she is tummy because besas is drabon. The Gemara cites another opinion: "Isha sheyesh la ves, baal mechashav imei vesta ubala." Even if a woman has a fixed cycle, if her husband comes back 7 days after her expected vest, she's permitted to him because even if she had a riya, he may assume that she immersed by then and became tar. The Gemara asks, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Afela yald de beziza lemitvul? Does this ruling even apply to a young girl who is embarrassed to immerse without her husband appeasing her? The Gemara answers, Eimad Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Savag rasa, Savag le rasa. Rabbi Yechanan was only discussing a case where he does not know whether she had a re'iyah. Therefore, Ve'emtem tzalem rasa, Eimad tavla. Even if she did, she might have immersed. Therefore, she's permitted. However, vadei rasa havli savik avadei ve'en savik meitzim de'vadei. Even if he knows that she certainly had a re'iyah, the possibility that she immersed would not permit the certain assumption of tumah. The Gemara now proposes several challenges to this principle. A braisa rules, chaver shemes v'nichem aguru malei peres, afilahin b'nei yoyman, harehin b'cheskes musukan. For chaver, someone who is trusted regarding trumas of meisus died and left a storehouse full of produce, even if they were harvested that same day, they're permitted because we assume that he separated meisus. In this case, the Gemara asks, Vadei Tevel, Safik Mu'usr, Safik Einu Mu'usr. It's certainly Tevel, and it's not certain that Maisa was separate, and yet we permit the produce. The Gemara suggests two answers. Vadei Uvadehu. It's considered a certainty that Maisa was taken, because Chazaka Al Chavar She'einu Maitzim Tachaz Yadu Dabe She'einu Masukim. A Chavar does not allow for the possibility that something unfit would leave his possession, and so he certainly separated Maisa immediately. Safik V'Safiku. We're not certain that it was ever Tevel, because Maram Ad Maltfuasa Yomachnisa B'Meitshala Kadesh Tehe Behemto Echeles and Batur Mina Maisa. It's possible for one to bring the produce into the storehouse while it's still in its chaff, and he could then feed it to his animal without separating Maisa, as Rashi explains. Ein Tevel Meschai B'Maisa El Bereiyas Pnei Habayis Acha Shenigmar Malachta. One is only required to separate Maisa from produce that was brought into the house after it was fully harvested. The Gemara challenges this principle from another Braisa. There was an incident with a maidservant of a certain powerful individual who threw her stillborn child into a pit. And a kohen came and peered into the pit to ascertain whether it was male or female in order to know for how long she would be tummy. And the chacham declared the kohen tar because there were weasels and polecats in the area. In this case, the Gemara asks, the tummy object was certainly there, and we are not certain that it was dragged away, and yet we consider the kohen tahar. Here too, the Gemara suggests two answers. Safik v'safiku, because eima hetila k'min nefil. She threw something resembling a stillborn into the pit, and the hits is by lady im nefil hipila, im ruach hipila, v'im tim tzolayim nefil hipila leidim zochim nekeim. The kohen was checking whether it was indeed developed enough to be considered a child, and if it was, whether it was male or female. The item was not definitely tummy, and so we assume that the kohen is tar. Vadei uvadehu, because kiven chuldor bardlus mitzuyim sham, vadei garu. If these animals were found in the vicinity, we can assume with certainty that they dragged away the fetus.